It is a tremendous pleasure for Terry and I to be with you this morning. I still remember 35 years ago, the first time I came to your church. Actually, it was 35 and a half years ago. It was May of
1989.
You have a very special place in our hearts, so it's wonderful to be with you. Thank you so much for your faithful partnership with us. We pray for you often, and we pray that God's blessing would be with you. And I also bring you special greetings from your brothers and sisters in the Middle East who worshipped just a few hours ago, like we're doing here.
我亦都將喺中東嘅地方嘅弟兄姊妹嘅問安帶到俾各位，因為佢哋喺兩個鐘頭之前，佢哋亦都會好似我哋一樣咁樣嘅嚟到聚會。
And worshiping with you here in at least two languages, remembering my brothers and sisters in a different language, it reminds me of heaven.
我哋喺呢度係相遇嘅崇拜，亦都讓我諗起佢哋，亦都係相遇嘅崇拜，亦都讓我聊想到天堂。
When someday we will worship together with all the people that God has drawn to himself from every language and people and nation.
因為有一天我們都會眾民同眾國家眾言語的神招聚來一起的來到去敬拜神。
Let's call him Bill.
讓我們稱這個人為Bill.
He graduated with a degree in education and he found a teaching position in a small, out-of-the-way city.
And
because it was not far away, he often visited a place that was very popular with tourists. And he thought he might spot an opportunity for business. And very surprisingly, he met a very famous celebrity from his country. He was surprised when this man said, I will put up the money if you and your wife do the work to start a restaurant. He really didn't like teaching, so he's happy to leave that. He and his wife worked crazy for like 2 years. And the business boomed. It went great. But then there was a terrorist attack in a different city in his country, and tourism disappeared.
但是在他的国家里面，另外一个城市就有这些恐怖分子的袭击，以致这个旅游业大跌。
And the restaurant had to close.
而这个餐馆也都要关门。
And unfortunately, his friend had worked it out that if things went bad, he was liable for all the problems.
但是他这位所谓的朋友，他的安排就是如果事情 在不好方面发展呢,
so he was utterly humiliated. He was saddled with a mountain of debt. Nothing went right.
當然他是覺得有一個羞辱，而他的債項是好像債務重重的。
He had to declare bankruptcy. He had to go back and beg for his old teaching job back.
他要宣布破產，亦都要回去求這份教職。
Seemed like life was one problem on top of another. Well, the passage we read this morning in Zechariah, the Jews in that passage felt much the same way. So many troubles, so many things against them.
当时的犹太人亦都有同样的感觉，因为他们亦都是难处重重。
1,000 years before them, God had delivered his people Israel out of slavery in Egypt. And God said, I'm delivering you from slavery because I will walk among you. I will be your God and you will be my people.
神就说我要在奴仆的身份里面拯救你出来，我要在你当中来到行走，我要成为你的神，你成为我的子民。
And then 400 years later, God gave them even greater promises to their King David.
400年之后，神给大卫王有一个更大的应许。
God promised that David's descendants would sit on his throne forever.
神的应许就是说大卫的后裔要永远坐在他的宝座上面。
So David's son Solomon sat on the throne and constructed the temple that David had prepared many years for.
所以大卫和所罗门就建造了圣殿，而大卫就是为了建造而准备了很多年。
So God had committed himself to living among these people, and his temple was a place where he would live among them.
神就是定义要在他的子民当中，而神的居所就是圣殿。
So that temple represented the place where heaven and earth met.
圣殿就是去表明天与地相连的地方。
So human beings could know and commune with the God who made all the universe. They could receive forgiveness and be in relationship with God.
人就可以在神的面前有这个的关系，得到罪得赦免，而同神有相隔。
But 400 years later, something else happened.
400年之后，又有另外一些事情发生。
Babylonia, the enemy of the Jews, came, and they left the temple and all of Jerusalem a smoldering heap of rubble.
巴比伦来到攻城，而犹太人的城就变成一个废墟。
It took thousands of people into exile, away from their land.
他们有很多人被流亡，离开了他们的家园。
For Israel, it seemed like this was the end of the world.
对于以色列来讲，这个就是世界的末日。
They thought the temple would last forever. It would never be conquered.
神的圣殿应该是长存的，永远不会被击败的。
But it was no more.
但是现在没有了。
But 70 years after the Babylonians destroyed Jerusalem,
但是在巴比伦攻城70年之后,
so Babylon was conquered by the Persians, and the Persians said, you can go back.
巴比伦又被波斯攻败, 波斯就说, 跟那些犹太人说, 你可以回国了。
They went back, and they remembered God promised.
当他们回归的时候, 他们想起神的应许。
God has punished us for our sins, but he promised he would restore us.
神为着我们的罪要惩罚我们，但是神亦都给了我们的应许。
And they laid the foundation to rebuild the temple.
现在他们就是落了建立圣殿的根基。
And they're so excited. They can lay the foundation, they can build the altar and worship God again in this place.
他们再一次的建立圣殿，建立祭坛，再一次的能够去敬拜神。
They're excited, but the circumstances squelch their joy.
他们很兴奋，但是他们的光景掩饰了他们的喜乐。
They're only a very small group of people.
因为只有很少数的人。
And their very existence is hanging by a thread.
而他们的存在只不过是一线之差而已。
The area that they live in is just a fraction of the size of the country that David and Solomon ruled over.
因为现在他们居住的地方和当时大卫和所罗门所统治的地方来比，他们是居住在一个很小的地方。
And the enormity of the reconstruction project, it was just too much for them to think about.
而要建造圣殿这个这么大的工程，他们也都不能够想象得到。
This little tiny bit of a foundation was nothing compared to Solomon's great temple.
这个小小圣殿的地基和当日所罗门所起的圣殿是没得比。
And the peoples around them were hostile to their building.
而在他周围的人也都敌对他们。
Cyrus the Persian who let them come back, he died just a couple of years after they came back.
而古列这个的王是容许他们回流的。但是他们回流没几多年之后，古列这个王也都逝世。
And the kings that were after Cyrus really didn't support, and sometimes they outright opposed this project.
鼓勵的後人有時被他們很微小的支持，又說他是完全反對他們的建築。
The small group of Jewish people wondered, has God finally deserted us?
這個小群的猶太人,他們現在疑惑了,究竟神是不是最終撇下我們呢?
Is there any reason to hope?
我們還有沒有盼望的原因呢?
But God had not deserted his people.
神沒有撇下他的子民。
We say in the words of the prophets Haggai and Zechariah that empowered them to build the temple again.
在撒加利亚书,我们看到这个先知哈该,他鼓励他们去建造圣殿。
In Zechariah 1, verse 16, my house shall be built.
在撒加利亚书的讲道,他说,我的殿必得建造。
Zechariah 2, 11 and 12, I will dwell in your midst, and you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you, and the Lord will again choose Jerusalem.
撒加利亚书2章11节这么说,我要住在你们中间,你就知道万军之耶和华差遣我到你们那里去。
Now you may have wondered as we read these verses in Zechariah, what are we reading?
当我们读完撒加利亚书的时候,我们会问究竟我们读什么呢?
Now I was going to preach for about 3 hours and explain all that.
我会跟你讲到讲三个钟,跟你慢慢的讲解。
But your pastor said that's not a good idea.
但是你的牧师就说,这个不是一个好的主意。
And I wanted to be nice to Mabel.
他也想对Mabel好的。
But just briefly, in chapter 3 and chapter 4 of Zechariah,
在撒加利亚书的第三章和第四章,
the prophet focuses on two individuals that God will use.
这个先知就是专注于 两个人是神要使用的。
One is Joshua the high priest.
第一个就是约书亚这个大祭司。
And the other is Zerubbabel, who is a descendant of David, the leader of the people.
第二个就是所罗巴伯,就是大卫的后裔,他是领导以色列人的。
The very last verse that we read in our reading today, in chapter 4, verse 14, these are the two anointed ones who stand by the Lord of the whole earth.
在今天我们所读的经文,撒加利亚书第四章第14节,讲到这两个人就是站在主的旁边。
God will accomplish his purpose in Israel through these two men.
神就是藉着这两个人要成就在以色列民的目的的工作。Now
Zerubbabel must rebuild this temple, but he faced a huge amount of opposition. It was like a mountain before him.
所罗巴伯要建造这个圣殿,但是他面对的问题如同山高。
But God promised he would transform that mountain into a plain and allow him to accomplish it.
但是神的应许就是要使这座山变为平地,以致神会成就他的心意。
Verse 6 of our passage.
在今天的经文的第六节,
not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
万军之耶和华说,不是依靠势力,不是依靠才能,乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
And Zechariah built the temple, and it stood there for 6 centuries as the center of Israel's worship.
撒加利亚建造了这个圣殿,而这个圣殿就在跟着的6个世纪里面,是人在那里来敬拜。
So it'd make it very easy if I say, well, that's it. They live happily ever after. Amen.
如果我说,他们就开开心心的,永远的过活,就是很容易了。But
it didn't happen that way.
但是事情不是这样发生。After
Zerubbabel's time, Jerusalem slid again into sin and complacency.
所罗巴伯的时候过了,以色列人又再一次陷入罪里面。So
50 years after Zerubbabel, Ezra and Nehemiah, we have their books in the Old Testament, they came and they brought reform again.
在所罗巴伯过身50年之后,尼希米和阿该,他们再一次去到子民当中。
But the people continued to stray, and even at the very end of those two books, we see new reform is needed.
就算在这两个先知书的结尾，我们也都看到以色列人重要的去改正。
So, complacency and external threats were characteristic of Israel for the next 400 years.
自满和外来的威胁就是以色列人要面对的 in the next 40 years?
400 years.
是面对的在跟着的400年。
You didn't know this was going to be a history lesson, did you?
你不知道这个是一个历史的课，是吗？
There will be a quiz at the end, okay?
一会儿有小考的。
Several psalms we read of are probably written about this time period. For instance, Psalm 89.
有几章的诗篇都是在这个时期来写的，例如就是诗篇的第89篇。
Psalm 89 begins with these words. Psalm 89 verse 1, I will sing of the steadfast love of the Lord forever.
诗篇第89篇的第一节这样讲，我要歌唱耶和华的慈爱直到永远。
For 37 verses, he goes on about how wonderful God's steadfast love and his faithfulness is.
跟着37节就讲到神的信实，神是的慈爱有几多。
But we get to Psalm 89 verse 38 and things are different.
但是当我们去到第38节的时候，事情就改变了。
The psalmist writes, But now you have cast off and you have rejected.
诗人这样讲，但你的老奴，你的受膏者就丢掉弃绝我。
He says in verse 46, How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your wrath burn with fire?
第46节他就这样说，主啊，你从前的信实慈爱在哪里呢？
In verse 49, Where is your steadfast love of old? Your faithfulness, where is it, God?
第46节他说， 你的老路就好像火焚烧一样，你的信实，你的慈爱在哪里呢？
Many years later, God gives the answer to these questions.
但是在很多年之后，神才去回答这条问题。
It's 500 years after the prophet Zechariah.
在撒加利亚500年之后，
God's restoration came to Israel.
神就回复以色列民。
The Jews expected a powerful, conquering Messiah to come.
以色列民是期待一个有大能、有尊荣的拯救者要来到。
But God sends a helpless little baby born in a stable.
但是神差派的是一个无助的婴孩在马槽来到出生。
They expected a prestigious, magnificent king.
他们是期待一个大有尊荣的王。
But Jesus comes from a very lowly family.
但是耶稣就是从一个卑微的家庭出生。
They expected the Messiah to come and kill and annihilate all their enemies.
他们期待的是一个王来到去消灭所有的敌人。
But Jesus came and said, Love your enemies.
但是耶稣来到就是要他们爱他们的仇敌。
And then Jesus died in order that those who were enemies of God might become his people.
耶稣的死就是为着与神为敌的人能够成为神的子民。
They expected a king who would come and many would give great honors to.
他们期待一个王是被尊崇的。
But Jesus came instead and hung and died, shamed, hanging naked on a cross.
但是耶稣来到是羞耻的，赤身露体的被钉在十字架上。
These psalms of complaint, which we just referred to, said, God, where are you? Have you forgotten your faithfulness?
我们刚才所读的诗篇就是神的子民，他们去埋怨神，问神啊，你是不是忘记了我们呢？
But God, amazingly, he is more faithful than they could have dreamed.
但是神的奇妙就是神的信实比他们能够所想的是更加大。
Because God himself came as a human being to faithfully keep all of his promises and even to compensate for the unfaithfulness of his people.
因为神道成肉身的来到是为着罪人，也都去补偿罪人不足的地方。
Zerubbabel, in Zechariah's time, rebuilt a temple of stone.
所罗巴伯 他建造了这个圣殿。
But Jesus, when he came,
但是当耶稣来的时候
was the more glorious, living, walking, breathing temple of God.
是带着荣耀的，是神有血气行着活着的圣殿。
And now instead of going to a temple built of stones,
现在我们再不是去到一个圣殿是用石来建造的。
People find forgiveness and a relationship with God in Jesus.
但是人是在主耶稣基督里面得到罪得赦免。
Jesus who forgives us by his very blood.
耶稣就是藉着他的宝血赦免我们。
Now instead of gathering at one temple in a geographic spot, one place in Jerusalem, the people of God gather together whenever they are called Christians.
现在人招聚不是只是在一个地区性的圣殿，但是人能够在各方各处来到招聚在主耶稣基督的名底下。
So by his spirit, wherever Jesus' people are, that becomes the temple of the Holy Spirit.
所以食住主的灵，无论神的子民在哪里，那里就是成为圣殿。
So even today, where is the temple?
今日圣殿在哪
里? It's right here.
就是在这里。
And it's in the Middle East where hours ago they gathered together.
也都是中东，就是几个钟头前他们敬拜。
And we worship Jesus who is this new temple, temple of the Holy Spirit.
而我们所敬拜的就是耶稣这个新的圣殿，神的灵。
Most of the Jews never actually returned to Jerusalem.
多数的犹太人没回归到耶路撒冷。
And Israel, even the ones there in Jerusalem, usually were under the domination of some foreign country.
而回归的犹太人也都是在一些异国的统治底下。
The Jews felt like the exile had never finished. It was still going on.
而对于犹太人来讲，他们觉得他们的流亡还未完结的。
But do you remember what Jesus said when he begins his ministry? What words did he use?
但你记唔记得耶稣当佢开始嘅事工嘅时候，佢讲咗啲乜嘢话咧？
The kingdom of God is at hand.
佢话神嘅国近了。
He's saying the exile is now over because God has come.
因为佢原因就系话呢一个嘅流亡已经过去啦，因为神已经嚟到啦。
In fact, Jesus isn't announcing just the end of the exile from Babylon.
耶稣在这里不单止宣称在巴比伦的流亡完结。
Jesus is pointing back to an earlier, a bigger exile.
耶稣是要讲到一个之前更加大的流亡。
When human beings first sinned against God.
是当人类第一次犯罪得罪神。
They departed from this perfect world that God had made.
他们就离开了神所创造这个完美的世界。
Perfect relationship with God in the Garden of Eden.
在伊甸园里面和神有一个完全的关系。
But because of our rebellion and sin, we are exiled from that garden.
但是因为我们的罪，因为我们违背神，我们在伊甸园被赶出来。
And Jesus is saying, you are done with the exile, you are coming back.
耶稣就是说，你的流亡已经完了，你要回来。
But Jesus doesn't just take us to a garden.
耶稣不是只是要带到我们去这个园里面。
He takes us to the new Jerusalem, the new heavens and new earth.
他要带到我们去新的耶路撒冷，这个新天新地。
The Old Testament people expected that God would come with an iron scepter and destroy all their enemies.
旧约的人期待神会来到是拿着这个掌权的杖，要去打败一切的敌人。
And the few survivors would come cringing to Jerusalem.
而呢一啲偿还者，佢哋就系畏缩嘅嚟到耶路撒冷。
Did Jesus do this?
耶稣有冇咁做咧？
He does not.
佢冇啊。
Instead, he sends his disciples to the very ends of the earth, and he says to them,
反转嚟讲，佢将佢嘅门徒差派去地极。
You draw people to God.
你要招聚人嚟到神嗰度。
That they joyfully come to God, not cringing, but joyfully being His children.
他们是喜乐的来到神面前成为神的儿女，他们不是畏惧的来到。
Jesus' disciples started as 120 people in the upper room.
耶稣的门徒就是一开始就是120人。
The day of Pentecost came, and then there are 5,000.
但是逾越节来到的时候就变成5,000人。
A few years later, there are even more thousands of people coming to Jesus.
而几年之后，有千千嘅人嚟到相信耶稣。
By 200 AD, the church stretched all the way from Spain to India.
喺主后嘅200年，神嘅教会就从西班牙去到印度。
By 350 AD, yeah, this is a history lesson, right? Okay. By 350 AD, the Roman Empire was a majority of the people were Christians.
到到主后350年，罗马帝国嘅人多数都系基督徒。
And my brother here said last night we looked it up on a very important authority on the internet.
昨晚咧，我哋一个弟兄咧，我哋就去查下网上。
That the gospel came to China in 650, okay. 635, something like that.
Okay. 福音咧就系喺主后650年到中国。
And today the gospel has spread to every corner of the world.
但系今日福音已经去到世界每一个角落。
And historically, Muslim peoples have been very resistive to the gospel.
而喺历史上，回教徒系十分抵敌挡福音嘅。
But today, God is drawing thousands, even millions of Muslims to call Jesus Lord.
但是现在神呼召了成千上万的回教徒称主耶稣基督为他们的救主。
And no one missionary, no agency claims credit for this.
没一个人，没一个宣教士或者宣教的机构能够称这个是他们的功劳。
As the words of our text say, not by might,Nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Verse 6.
就正如今日我哋嘅经文第六节讲，万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
God is faithful.
神系信实嘅。
He will bring his purposes to end, to come to pass.
佢会成就佢嘅心意。
And sometimes,
而有啲时候。
He uses us in those works.
在他的事工里面，他会使用我们。
Let me go back to the story of the bankrupt school teacher.
让我再跟你讲到这个破了产的教师。
So in the throes of despair, Bill saw an ad in a newspaper for a book.
在他沮丧的时候，他就在报纸看到一个广告，关于书籍的。
So as a bankrupt book lover in an area with almost no functioning libraries,This was a good thing.
咁咧，佢系一个好爱喜好阅读嘅人，但系因为佢已经破咗产啦，而佢周围亦都冇一个运作嘅图书馆，所以佢睇到呢个广告咧系件好事。
And he's excited as he starts reading this amazing book.
当佢去读呢本奇妙嘅书嘅时候
，It's a Bible.
原来呢本系圣经。
He got to the Gospel of John.
佢读到约翰福音。
And that was enough.
就够了。
I have never heard of someone like Jesus.
他说我从来没听闻一个人好像耶稣那样。
I have never heard the kind of words that Jesus said to his people.
我从来没听过好像耶稣对他子民所说的话。
Can I find somebody that tells me how to become a Christian?
有没有人，可不可以找到个人告诉我，我怎能够成为一个基督徒呢？
And God directed him to our church.
神就将他带到来我们的教会。
And he's there teaching, he's been preaching, and he's helping me with our program of preparing pastors.
他在我们的教会，他有做教导，他有讲道，也都帮助我准备一些课程，去培养一些牧师出来。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
No matter what happens in our lives, disappointments, things that we do not expect,God is still faithful.
无论我们的生命遇上一些什么的失望或者难处，我们要认定神是信实的。
I know that some of you in your congregation has had discouragements. Things have not gone as you wanted.
我也知道在你们的会众当中有面对一些问题或者是失望，事情不是在你预料当中来到发生。
And I'm sure there's other difficult situations that you as a family, you as individuals may be experienced, and I have no idea what those are.
我亦都好深信个人嘅或者喺你嘅家庭里边，你亦都有啲嘅难处，你系经历而我系唔知嘅。
Has God forgotten to be faithful?
神有冇忘记佢嘅信实咧
？Has He forgotten us?
神有冇忘记我哋咧
Look at Jesus, your Savior, your priest.
注目于耶稣，你的救主，你的祭司。
Because Jesus entered into our suffering, into our fallen world.
因为耶稣进入到我们的苦难，我们这个堕落的世界。
He didn't have to do that.
他不需要这么做。
But he did it because he loves us.
但是因为他爱我们的缘故，他这么做。
He held nothing back of his own that he might save us.
因为他要拯救我们的原因，他是毫无保留的。
Many times we do not understand his ways.
很多时我们不明白他的道路。
Why do these things happen to us as individuals, as families, as churches?
为什么这些事情会在我个人、我的家庭或者是教会里面这样发生？
But God has not forgotten to be faithful.
但是神没有忘记他的信实。
Maybe you're here today and you do not have a relationship with Jesus.
或许今日你在这里，但是你和耶稣还没有这个关系。
I strongly encourage you, like Bill, say, Jesus, please save me.
我鼓励你好像 Bill 一样去求耶稣啊，求你拯救我。
Jesus says, whoever comes to me, I will never cast him out.
耶稣说过，凡到我这里来的，我必不丢弃。
If that's you, I encourage you, speak to the pastor, speak to one of the elders here and ask them, what does it mean to be a Christian?
我会鼓励你和牧师和长老去倾谈，做一个基督徒的意思是什么？
God is faithful. Find him faithful as you come to him.
神是信实的，当你来到他的面前的时候，你就会经历他的信实。
Now maybe you are a Christian, you belong to Jesus, you walk in his ways.
或许你是一个基督徒，你是属于主耶稣的，你也都在耶稣的道路上来行走。
Are you asking yourself,
你是不是这样？
God, what is it you're calling me to do now? Through your spirit, what it is you want me to be involved with?
神啊，现在藉着你的灵，你要我怎样做呢？你想我参与什么呢？
We look back at Zechariah 4 in verse 9, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, his hands shall also complete it.
撒加利亚书第四章第九节这样讲，所罗巴伯的手立了这圣殿的根基，他的手也必完成这工。
The faithful God accomplishes his purpose, but he does it through Zerubbabel.
信实的神会成就他的心意，而他是藉着所罗巴伯去成就。
It wasn't like somehow God waved his magic wand and the building was constructed just like that. It didn't happen so.
神不是说用他这一支的棒挥一挥，然后圣殿就建立了。
It was hard work. They worked 4 hard years of constructing this temple.
他们要付出很多的努力，用了四年的时间去建造圣殿。
God will draw a multitude of people to be his worshippers from every nation and tribe and people and language.
神会从各国各民各言语中去招聚他的子民来到敬拜他。
He will accomplish this, but he accomplishes it through his people.
他会成就他的心意，而他是藉着他的子民去成就他的心意。
Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
万军之耶和华说，不是倚靠势力，不是倚靠才能，乃是倚靠我的灵方能成事。
So how will God use you in his great work of calling the nations to himself?
神要呼召众民的时候，他在这个过程里面，他会怎样使用你呢？
So is God calling you to be more active and sharing the gospel with the people around you, your neighbors, your friends, your relatives?
神是不是要你更加积极的在你周围的人，你的邻居，你的家庭，或者和你身边的人去分享福音呢？
Or being more active in supporting the ministries of this church?
又或更加的积极的去支持这个教会的事工。
Or in spending more time in praying for your pastor, your elders, and those who take the word of God to the unreached in the world.
又或他用更多的时间为着你的牧师、你的长老，或者是这些将福音带到去地极的人来到祷告。
Maybe it's simple as saying, okay, every day I want to spend 15 minutes praying for my pastor, my church. The missionaries here.
又或者很简单的，每一天我就用15分钟的为到牧师、长老、宣教士来到祈祷。
God tells us that there will be a day,
神告诉我们有一天，
When the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God, as the waters cover the sea.
认识耶和华的荣耀，知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一般。
O Lord, hasten that day.
求神使那天快要到。
And may he be pleased to use us in that work.
让他喜悦的使用我们在他的事工当中。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
He will do it.
他会成就。
Not by might.Nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
万军之耶和华说，不是倚靠势力，不是倚靠才能，乃是倚靠我的灵，方能成事。
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。
O God, Father, Son, and Spirit.
亲爱的神，圣父、圣子、圣灵。
We give you praise because you are faithful.
我们赞美你，因为你是信实的。
You will accomplish your will in bringing people from every nation and tribe.In people and language to yourself.
你就去招聚各国各民各言语的人去到你的支持，去你的面前。
Lord, we humbly ask that you would please use us in that work.
主，我们谦卑的求你在这个事工里面使用我们。
Direct our steps.
指引我们的路。
And use us to give your gospel to people that would come to you.
使用我们将你的福音传给我们周围的人，让他们都能够来到你那里。
Well, those people are near to us or far away.
无论这些人是近我们或者远离我们的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们的祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.